The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Metropolis, it's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Grab some bacon on a biscuit, let's go! We're burning daylight!
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. DW60, Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com. Jeff and Nicole.
Good morning. We missed you last week, and we were honestly really excited to get back behind the mic on a Friday morning full of Disney news. Love when it happens that way. You know, I was complaining for the last couple weeks, where's Halloween? Here it is. This is Halloween.
See, folks, this is what I deal with. This is my life. This is like other than, you know, Mickey's not so scary Halloween party actually starting. This is like Nicole's other favorite time of the year.
When all the holiday news comes out.
When Halloween stuff starts coming out, she gets all excited. She goes crazy on TikTok and Instagram and everything else, starts throwing stuff out there.
I've been on the TikTok lately.
You have. You've been on your theme park travel agent TikTok account, putting out stuff, and it's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, kind of nice.
I'm trying it out over there. I'm trying to be more consistent.
A little more productive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we took, let's throw out the honesty here. Last week, even this week, we were just tired last week.
We were very tired.
We needed rest. And I think part of it was because of what we did Sunday before last. We went to New Orleans and we went to a PGA Tour event, the Zurich Classic.
It was very cool.
Which was really a lot of fun. Nicole had some of her friends come down and spend some time with us. Mm-hmm. And they went with us and brought their almost two-year-old, who is a huge golf fan, even at almost two-year-old.
So he had a blast.
Hits the ball better than I do.
Yeah.
You know, type situation. And I had not been to a PGA event since, I don't know, probably... I want to say 2003 was the last time. So it's been 20 plus years since I went. And we had some really good tickets this time around, got us to some nice VIP areas where it was a lot of great food offered and all you can drink as well, which was a lot of fun. I said this during the event. I was like, you know, it would have made sense to me if it was all you could eat and limited drinks. But this is, you know, New Orleans we're talking about. So, of course, it was all you can drink. But
Limited food.
But, you know, the drink selections were fantastic. The food was fantastic. And the atmosphere of this the Zurich Classic was really a lot of fun. Just had a great time.
We said when we were there that, like, this is really the only way I think that we've, like, now we're spoiled, right? Like, we can't go back without that ticket.
Yeah.
Especially because it was very hot. It was very hot that day, and so having like the shaded areas with air conditioning, we had like access to restrooms that were not porta potties. It was like the big trailers, you know. And then we had, you know, they say free drinks, but that also includes non-alcoholic beverages, coffee, lemonade, Powerade, all of that type of stuff. And that was really helpful, especially with the heat. We were drinking lots of water, lots of Powerade, lots of tea, like throughout the day. And it was a lot of fun. And we just walked around all day. We went to the pro shop first thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got a hat,
of course.
Yeah. Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Jeff, you know he loves hats. I even sent him one yesterday. their new like packages you can purchase on Disney Cruise Line. You know, they like do the little things that you can have delivered to your room or decorate your room or anything like that. And one of them was a backpack and something else and then a hat. And I was like, oh, this is a Jeff hat. And I sent it to
him.
Oh, yeah, I like that hat.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, something for Disney Cruise Line. I don't think I own anything Disney Cruise Line, really, other than the bag that we have.
But
and
you
that's really about it.
Also really don't have anything Disneyland. So I feel like it's because we haven't done a Disney cruise that you don't have any. Feels like a fraud, right? Like,
well, yeah, kind of. I mean, the Disney Cruise Line stuff that we do have is we're like...
We have a mug.
We have a mug. Well, we have a mug and we have a cooler bag. And then I have just a regular backpack. And they were... Some of them were like Goodwill finds.
Yeah,
like and
thrifted. And the mug was from the parks.
Mug was from the parks,
but
yeah.
But... Yeah. If you've been around a while, you know that Jeff is a Navy veteran. And so nautical themed things are
a must.
Prevalent in our home. So the mug that we have, it looks like the stack, right, on the ship. And then the handle of it is like an anchor.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. That's the mug?
I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. I think it's a little bit different than that. See, now you're going to make me want to get up and go look at it to make sure.
I know the handle's an anchor.
It's an anchor, yeah.
I know that.
But I think weren't there flags on it?
That's what I was thinking, but then you have the...
Or we talk about the Tervis.
We have this Tervis mug that he has, and it has all of the nautical flags on it and what they mean.
Yeah, it may be the stack. I can't remember. I haven't used it in a while.
Well, now you got to break it out.
No, so now I got to do it tomorrow morning then.
Is it in our rotation?
That's a good question.
We have a plethora of coffee cups.
Yeah.
And so we try and rotate them every 6 months, which is probably about time. And then every 6 months when we rotate them, we go through the ones that we're bringing back out. We say, well, we haven't had this for 6 months. We really want it back. And then we end up donating them. And it started right before the pandemic, like early 2020.
Yeah.
And we donated... 5 trash bags full of cups and bottles and like all of the things.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not an obsession though. I wouldn't know. No, not at all.
It's a collection.
It's a collection, not an obsession.
We tried to do the like one in, one out, where like if we were going to get a new mug, we had to give one.
One's got
to
go. Yeah.
But that didn't work either.
Well, it worked for a little while.
It did for a little bit. And it does deter you from like, do I really want this? Like, do I want this enough to have to give something else up? But like the Stanley Cups.
Oh, jeez.
Between just Jeff collects vintage Stanley items, but just the like normal popular now Stanley Cups. Between the two of us, we have 5.
Yeah.
No. 6 because you got a replacement one.
I got a replacement one.
So between the two of us, we have 6,
mm-hmm.
including the one that's going to be delivered next week.
So we'll have 7.
No, that includes the 6 includes the one that's.
Oh, okay, so we'll be even. You have 3 and I have 3. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm the Hammertone green person. I like the original
the classic
color.
Stanley.
The classic Stanley and everything else. There are these new colors and everything else. It's just not for me or anything else. But when I go to like thrift stores or flea markets and stuff like that, I'm always looking for something vintage Stanley. But at the same time, I'm always looking for vintage Disney all the time, and especially coffee cups
and Tupperware.
And Tupperware, yeah.
We like vintage Tupperware.
Yeah.
We have quite a bit of vintage Tupperware. But yeah, Tupperware, Disney, and Stanley. But yeah, Jeff has the Hammertone green, and all of mine are different shades of pink.
Which just screams you.
It does.
And that is your personality.
Well, and the one that's on the way was the Black Friday exclusive. And
right.
I tried to get online and get it, and it sold out of my cart like 3 different times. And I remember going, I really wish they had it in the 30 ounce, because for me, the 40 ounce is too big to carry around. And so this week, they brought it back in the 30 ounce, and I had seen it, and I was like, oh man, that's the one I wanted, but I wasn't going to get it. And then when it went live, Jeff sent it to me at work, and he's like, is this the one you wanted? And I was like, well, I mean, if you're going to send it to me, then yeah, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like fate, you know, because you really wanted it. And so now you got it.
And now
it's
on the way. It's on the way, yeah.
I've been actually pretty proud of myself the last few times that we've gone to Disney. I have not come back home with a coffee cup. I have come back with a water bottle. I got the Camel water bottle while we were there.
Yeah.
But I have not come back with a coffee cup.
The like salute to service collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, I sent you that Darth Maul coffee cup that came out for
May the 4th.
Yes. Yeah. And just in a little bit here in the news, I'll have a little, you might end up getting it. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm going to resist as best I can.
On the topic of shopping, that's kind of where my news starts if you want to dive in there.
Want to dive into the news? Let's do that.
Let's do it. All right. The first couple stories are about shopping. If you, like me, are a lover of Lilly Pulitzer, well, you are in luck. The Lilly Loves Disney collection is now 40% off in the parks at Walt Disney World, and you can stack your annual pass holder or DVC discount on top of the 40%. This was not the case when I looked on Shop Disney yesterday, but, you know, the next time we're in the parks, I'm definitely going to have to see if this is still a thing, because 40% off and then an extra 20% off, that's my type of deal, especially on things like Lilly Pulitzer. So I was really, really excited to see that. And if you are a fan of it like I am, I wanted to pass that information along. If you are an annual pass holder, this is what I was talking about, might incline you to get that Darth Maul mug. There is a limited time discount for annual pass holders over on DisneyStore.com. That's right, your ears did not deceive you. Shop Disney is now back to being called the Disney Store, which I originally thought meant that they were going to reopen brick and mortar Disney stores, but that hasn't happened.
No, they're done.
But
we'll
they
never
are back
see it again.
Yeah. To DisneyStore.com. Like I said, there is a 20% discount to Walt Disney World annual pass holders from May 5th to May 24th. Here is how to redeem your discount. You want to log in on the Walt Disney World website and view your profile. Then you're going to select memberships and passes and verify that your Walt Disney World annual pass is linked to your account. If it's not, then select, quote, add Disney annual pass to get started. And once your pass is linked, you can enjoy that Disney Store discount. Visiting DisneyStore.com, you're going to log in using your same email you use for the Walt Disney World website. You're going to add the items to your bag. And when you're in your bag, you're going to enter the promo code WDW20 and select apply. And the promotion will be applied to all the eligible items in your bag. So, I don't know, maybe 20% off and get the Darth Maul mug.
Where's my phone?
There was a really cool...
Did you send me the picture?
I think I texted you a picture of it.
Okay.
There was a really cool Darth Maul shirt that I saw that I would get. It was red. It kind of gave me like 90s vibes. It was red, like acid wash tie-dye. And then it just had a big like Darth Maul face on the front of it. And I was like, I love this. I would wear this.
Is that a three finger?
I don't know.
It looks tall.
It does, but the handle looks small.
If it's not a three finger, I don't want it.
No, four.
No, I have plenty of three fingers, and it's more than enough. Okay. And when I say three fingers, I'm talking about how many fingers I can fit in the handle. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Without the picture, that was a weird
yeah.
comment. But yeah, he talks about how big the handle is on the cup. Three finger pour.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about how big the handle is on the coffee cup. But yeah, it's a cool Darth Maul cup. And there was also some new Starbucks mugs that came out for May the 4th with Hoth, which
we have Hoth.
We do have Hoth, but they have a new one.
Yeah.
And a new mug, and then they also have the travel tumbler, like the straw one for Hoth, which those are pretty cool too. So if you are an annual pass holder, if you're in the parks, go get some Lilly Pulitzer. And if you want to shop online, make sure you have your annual pass connected to your account, which I'm sure you do, so that you can take advantage of this limited time discount over on DisneyStore.com.
I think I'm going to pass on it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm being strong. I'm using the force.
The force is with you.
You know, temptation. I'm saying no. So there you go.
Oh, sorry. I took a drink of my cup.
Dead air.
I took a drink of my cup and it was my drink from last night.
Oh, yeah, it was probably no good. Yeah.
I'm like, this is not what I was drinking. Okay. just, I just, it, I had to have a moment there.
No, you had a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good. If you know, we've talked on the show that I don't watch things. I don't watch movies. Mm-mm. Not really big into series, mm-mm, but I am excited about the upcoming season of Bridgerton, which premieres on Netflix on May 16th.
What is Bridgerton?
What is Bridgerton? It's a series.
Is there an echo in here?
It's a series. It's a series based on it's a Netflix series,
okay,
based on a novel series. And the third season is about to come out, and it's going to be based on the fourth book, actually, which is called Romancing Mr. Bridgerton. But the two families that this season is focused on are the Featheringtons and the Bridgertons, right? And so if you're in Epcot, have you ever been back in the gift shops in the UK pavilion where, mm-hmm, you can make your own coat of arms?
Of course.
So the last time I was there, I went back there and they had the Swift family and the Kelsey family,
oh, geez,
up on the mantle. But right now, to celebrate the upcoming season of Bridgerton, they have the Bridgerton family crest and the Featherington family crest. And the date, you're supposed to like get the two families and the date you get married. Mm-hmm. But the date on it is May 16th, which is the date of the new season premiere. So if you're a Bridgerton fan like me and you're in the parks, definitely go check that out. You walk back into the UK pavilion. It's one of the shops on the right-hand side. I think it's like the second or third door. And then there's going to be a mantle right above the fireplace. And up on the mantle, they have this frame with the crests and everything on it. Or the coat of arms. That's what it is. So
interesting.
I wanted to share that if anyone else is excited about that, like I am.
I'll be sure to update you guys if she actually watches this or not.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not confident. I watched the last two seasons.
When? I've never seen you watch this.
Well, the first season came out like before we even bought the house. Like when we were still in the apartment.
We were still together. Still didn't see you watching it.
Yeah, I watched it in the apartment.
I must have not been home.
I think we were all home.
Or passed out or something.
I think it was during the pandemic.
Okay.
We're stuck at home.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And what was the other time that you watched it?
I don't know when it came out. I don't remember when it came out.
She must be doing these things when I'm sleeping because I just don't see her watching anything. All right. Hey, you watch it, more power to you. Yeah.
I'm excited. May 16th is the first part of the third season of Bridgerton on Netflix. So if you want to see that in Epcot, that's where it is. I'm interested to see what they put up next. So they had Swift and Kelsey. They had Featherington and Bridgerton. So we'll see what the cast members come up with next. It's always fun
to check
into when you're in the parks. Before I get to Halloween, I had a little bit of Disney Cruise Line news because we got some information about Lookout Key and the entertainment that's going to be offered when Disney Cruise Line starts sailing there this summer. There's going to be two entertainment offerings, which I think is really exciting. I don't know that there's necessarily like scheduled entertainment at Castaway Key. And like the characters are out, but there's no like... Like when we were at Coco Cay, which is Royal Caribbean's private island, they had dancers, they had a pool party, all kinds of like
entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment. And I think Castaway Key is definitely more about relaxation and just like enjoying time on the beach. But it sounds like Lookout Key is going to be a little more lively. So here is what Disney shared this week. They shared that Rush, a Junkanoo celebration at Disney Lookout Key, is going to start with the call of a conch shell. A local Junkanoo group will sweep you and your family up in Rush, a Junkanoo celebration at Disney Lookout Key. They're going to introduce you to the signature festival of the Bahamas, filled with colorful parades of dancing and music. You'll have the chance to experience the joy of an authentic Junkanoo rush out as performers parade to the Goombe Cultural Center, where Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy will dance along and encourage guests to join the vibrant celebration that brings the heartbeat of the Bahamas to life. And if you scroll up, you can see the picture
I'm looking at the picture. That one. Yeah, I saw that one already. Yeah, it was down here.
Yes, so that's the next one. That is Disney Fun in the Sun Beach Bash. And they say that you'll have a ball at the Play Pavilion during the Disney Fun in the Sun Beach Bash, which is a beach party full of games that you can play with Disney friends. Show how low you can go in Goofy's Good Day Limbo and test your skills at Pluto's Pineapple Ring Toss, and then cool off with a splash at Chippendale's Water Brigade, all to the sounds of an all-new
Bohemian. Kind of like Rhapsody.
Bohemian renditions of Disney tunes. These games are sure to delight the whole family with the spectacular shores of Eleuthera as your backdrop. I love it. Entertainment on Lookout Key. It almost sounds like a parade and a stage show and a dance party all combined. And then having the characters out to play games with is going to be a lot of fun too. That kind of reminds me like the dance party type of vibes that you get during like the after hours events and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited. As we learn more about Lookout Key, and I'm pretty sure Disney starts sailing there next month. Next month. June 9th, I believe, is the inaugural sailing that leaves.
Okay.
I want to say.
I mean, this is interesting. Not too excited about it.
No?
No.
That looks cool.
I'm on a vacation.
Yeah.
So where's my chair? Where's my beach? Or is it my quiet? That's all I care about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Castaway. Yeah. Send me on the boat over to Castaway and you guys can do this.
I think they have an adults-only section of this.
I hope so. Yeah.
Island destination too.
I mean, the kids are absolutely going to adore this. Yeah. They're absolutely going to love it. For me, I want the quiet. I want the peaceful, everything else, and just chill.
When we were at Coco Cay, we split our time. So we got off the ship first thing, and then we went over to the beach and we lounged in some lounge chairs. That sailing, I think we left the day after my birthday or just like a couple days after my birthday. And so Jeff had got me a Kindle for my birthday. So we sat and read. We went and like snorkeled a little bit on the beach, and then we went and hung out for the second half of the day in the pool, which is where the party is for sure at Coco Cay. They have a bar in the pool where you can sit at, you know, kind of like a swim up bar. There was a DJ that was like on an island in the middle of the pool, and they have the zero entry pool, and it's massive. It's the largest freshwater pool in the Bahamas or in the Caribbean. I forget. But it's really, really cool.
I don't remember which one it was, but it was big. I know that.
I think it's the
It was a lot of fun.
I can't remember. It's been a long time. We got to go back on another cruise.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So we had a grand old time, and it sounds like people are going to have a lot of fun at Lookout Key here. So I love that. That was a little bit of Bridgerton news, a little bit of Castaway Key news, some shopping news, and then the news that I bet y'all thought I was waiting to scream at the top of my lungs. Halloween news. Halloween. Bum 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 bum. I thought you had some like music queued up for me.
I did not load it up. I did not. No. I'm gonna play some Halloween music, but not for this, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna play some Halloween music this hour.
Oh, fun. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me get through the news so we can get to the Halloween music. So Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, I feel like we say this every year, is starting earlier than ever. This year, the first party is August 9th.
Gosh.
9th. August 9th. And there's going to be 7 parties in August, and then more in September, and even more in October. But I wanted to specifically point out 3 particular dates. August the 23rd, which is a very good day.
No.
September the 26th, and October the 24th, because those are the three nights of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, where they're going to be offering American Sign Language interpretation at the shows and the parades and everything, all the entertainment going on that evening. So if you are somebody that uses a sign language interpreter to enjoy things in the parks, those are the three dates that you're definitely going on. Take note of and make sure that if that's something that helps you enjoy the parks, that you know when those are. So I really want to make sure I pointed those out. Annual pass holders and Disney Vacation Club members can save $10 per ticket to the party, valid for nights in August and September, but not October.
Of course not.
If you are a Walt Disney World Resort guest who has a stay booked during the time you'd like to visit Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, you can purchase your tickets now. And if you do not have a resort stay booked yet, or your local or staying off property, you can book your tickets beginning May the 15th. I believe tickets, I didn't write it down, but I believe tickets are starting at $119 this year, which is about $10 more than it started at last year. But it's still topping out at $199, which is going to be probably Halloween night, probably the 30th, or I'm sorry, yeah, 29th and 31st, the very first night, stuff like that. This is where it's going to top out there. Yeah.
Goodness.
If you're interested in attending Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, the very first night and the very last night are going to be the first to sell out. Last year, the party took longer to sell out than it has in a couple of years. But I, just looking at the number of dates, it looks like they may have added more dates this year. So we'll see if it takes longer to sell out this year than it did last year. But if you're interested in attending, I would definitely suggest buying your tickets as soon as you can, as soon as they're available, because this event does completely sell out every single year. Even if it's not right away, it will sell out. And it's very, very rare that tickets are available same day. My last bit of Halloween news is that Mickey and Minnie will have brand new costumes for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Feels like the last couple years they've gotten new costumes every year at Disneyland, but not at Walt Disney World. But this year they will. They will have new neon spiderweb outfits, which looked pretty cute. Disney shared a glimpse of those over on the Disney Parks blog. I'm just excited to see them getting some new get-ups out here in Florida.
Get-ups.
They deserve it.
Oh, goodness.
Love the outfits.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share that too. They're like neon green with lots of like purple accents and spider webs on them. And I love it. I love it. Of course, you know, Boo to You is returning. Disney did share that the first run of the parade, which has typically been at 9:15, is going to begin at 8:15 this year, which will be helpful for families with little ones who may not be able to stay through the length of the event. So the first parade is going to be at 8:15 this year. But yeah, you know, the Sanderson Sisters villain Spiltacular is going to be back. Or the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, that's what it's called. Boo to You is going to be back. The Castle Stage Show Fireworks with Jack Skellington is going to be back. So lots of fun things coming to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. The other new item that Disney pointed out was that Bruno will be meeting with Mirabelle over in her garden next to the castle. And they did specifically point out that more villains will be in the park this year. All of the promotion was very villains heavy, and a friend of the show and fellow agent with me, Ashley, pointed out to me that the villains after hours page was still live on the Disney Parks website. So we were like, oh, maybe villains after hours is coming back, but they didn't announce anything, so TBD. But it was like the promotion was all very villains heavy, which is kind of weird. We'll see. Maybe they'll announce it later. I don't think so, because there was a lot of dates for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and I don't know what other dates they could do after hours on without having some days left over where the park is open. It's normal time, but yes, Halloween news is here, which means next is coming Christmas. I love it. I'm really excited. This is like my favorite time of year when all the news for the holidays is coming out. Like Jeff said, I love it so much.
So Boo to You is coming back.
It is.
Let me throw a wrench into this.
Why?
Why? Because that's what I do. That's what I do. What if Boo to You doesn't come back next year? What would the reaction of the Disney community be?
Just upset. Shock and awe.
Boo to You goes away. Mm-hmm. And is replaced with a different parade.
I don't know. I mean, people still, all these years later, ask for Spectro Magic back. Main Street Electrical Parade back. So I'm sure that there's a group of people who would always be like, it's not as good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the original. I think there'd be a lot of people that would be upset. And I'm sure there'd be a lot of people who like the new show, whatever it would be. And
it just seems like it feels to me like it's time to do something new. Well, with the parade.
They added new floats.
You can add new floats all day. You can do that all day. It's still the same parade. Still the same parade. What about a new parade? New floats. New soundtrack. All those great things. Same thing with Christmas. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parade. What about a new parade? New floats. New holiday songs. Just saying.
Oh, man.
It's getting a little stale. Consistently every year.
Yes.
It's getting stale.
Jeff doesn't like the song.
Oh, gosh. It just...
It'll be like April. And he's like, why are you listening to this?
Yeah. It's like me listening to Yolele.
Why does it keep playing?
Why? Just why? I don't get it. I don't know. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I just think... Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party needs a new big event parade wise.
Yes.
They brought on the Sanderson sisters, which was a great addition. They brought on Jack Skellington and did all this other stuff. Great addition. But the one thing that has not changed has been the Boo to You parade. I think it needs either a major overhaul of all the floats and a new theme song. Call it Boo to You. Or just change it all.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't keep the name.
I don't know. Disney can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. But I'm just saying, the Boo to You parade, the way it is right now, and you can add all the new floats you want to, it's still the same parade. And it's getting stale for me. I want something new. Give me a reason to go again. Repeat
year.
Business here, other than the fact that, it's Halloween, it's a scary Halloween party, man.
You mean no. You need another reason besides your wife wants to go?
Hey, thank you, that's it, yeah.
That's the reason. Why are you going? Because my wife wants to go.
You know, hey, I've been there, done that. I know the song. In my brain, even when I'm not thinking about it, it's there. Do something new. Wow me. Do something. Same thing with Christmas party. Wow me. Do something new. Same old stuff. People get tired of it. And that kind of makes me think and wonder, maybe it's not all just the price is too much. Maybe it's just because it is just the same old stuff.
I'm sure that's the case for people.
You know? And they're like, I've done that already. It's $119, but I've done that already. I don't want to do it again. I want to do something new. I don't know. I'm just saying. Look how different Halloween Horror Nights is every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's got the same old thing. The same old songs. The same old characters.
And sometimes that's what people want. They just want the same thing that they know.
Those are the legacy fans. Those are people like you. Those are people like me for certain things. Yes, mm-hmm. We want the things we have enjoyed for the last 15 years at Walt Disney World. Do not ever change them. But you have all these new Disney fans coming up going, well, I've done this already. I want something new. I don't see a problem with it. Still Halloween. Still Mickey. It's still Minnie. It's still Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Mm-hmm.
But fresh and new, gleaming. Hey, come pay $175 because we got all new stuff.
Yeah.
And people are going to pay it.
And that's what was kind of making me think that it would, like, villains after hours, they would do something else, right? Yeah. Like, they waited weeks longer than they usually would have to announce this stuff. And for what? For the same exact stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, I was like, are they waiting because something new is coming or there's a change coming or something? No, I don't know why they waited.
I like all my legacy things, but I still want new things. It's no different than new parks.
And then the other weird
new lands and stuff like that
was when they first shared the list of attractions that was going to be open during the event.
Mm-hmm.
They had Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And when people started making note of it, they took it off. So I still believe that we're looking at like an early July opening, like 4th of July-ish time frame.
Interesting.
Because what do we need for 4th of July at Walt Disney World? A water ride.
Water ride. Absolutely. No, I don't. Well, I still think you guys are nuts. Well, I mean, I think people are nuts down in the South Pole when they run out of their buildings with nothing but their swimsuit on just to dance around the South Pole area when it's, you know, minus 30 degrees outside. Yet you guys are throwing on Halloween costumes and it's 125 in Orlando on August the 9th. You guys are crazy. I just can't ever do it. It's just, there's no way. I can't even do it in just shorts and a t-shirt. Too hot.
It's too been hot. A long time.
You guys are dedicated, though. I love you.
To the
I love you.
Halloween party.
Yeah.
A long while.
Yep.
Maybe this is the year.
Maybe not.
There's one on your birthday.
Well, and that's right. You're talking about my birthday. So therefore, there will be no Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween party on Jeff's birthday. Jeff would rather be on a cruise.
But, yeah, that's true.
Bad time to cruise, hurricane season and all. So, yeah, probably not. So just a nice, quiet day at home. That's what I like.
That is, and that's usually what you get.
That's usually what I do. All right, we got Halloween music to play. More news coming up right here on DW60.
It's me, Sheriff Woody.
All Disney music, all day long.
Come on, say it after me.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Yee-haw!
You're listening to DW60.
Jeff and Nicole back with you once again. Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com, DW60. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of that Halloween music first hour of the show. I stand by what I said. I'd be more inclined to go again when they get a new parade. Because I've seen the shows that have been added and everything else, and you kind of agreed with me a little bit, you know? You'd be sad to see Boo to You go, but a new parade would be nice.
I like new. I like Halloween. I would love if they did something along the lines of, like, Magic Happens or Paint the Night, but with Halloween?
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, yeah.
So cool.
I do miss Hallow Wishes, I will say that.
Oh, yes.
Hallow Wishes was just one of those really great shows.
Far superior fireworks show.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, I didn't need all the projections and everything. It was just, that soundtrack was just really something special. Really something special. But, you know, Disney saw the need to refresh it. And, well, I'm sorry, not even refresh, freshen it up. Make it more modern and everything else. And I kind of feel that's the direction Disney needs to go with the Boo to You parade. It needs to be refreshed. It needs to shine like a new penny and give something people to really get excited about. Yeah, some of these visitors coming to Walt Disney World for, you know, the Halloween season are first timers and they'll get to enjoy it. But you want that repeat customers, you know, so you got to think of some new stuff. That's why Halloween Horror Nights is just so popular, because every year it's something new.
Yeah.
It's something fresh.
They shared their first, like, tease yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was just a door.
It was just a door?
Yeah, it was just a video of a door.
I love it.
And people lost their minds.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, see, I'm a big horror fan, though. That's a thing. If I were a local, I'd be at Halloween Horror Nights every single year. I would go at least one night.
I really think you should go this year. Okay, so there are two videos shared today.
Okay.
Just one. Sorry. And it says, they don't want you to know there's something under, and then it just like, it's like gibberish.
Okay. What color is the door?
It there's fog and there's a door that's like boarded shut.
Let me see. Yeah, you're gonna have to hand.
And
that
it's
to
just
me.
this video, right? And that's all they posted. But the last two videos have been of this door, and one has 680,000 views, and the other one has 425,000. Whoops, went away. There it is.
Let me take a look at this.
Can't reach.
I kind of want to zoom in on the door. Okay, so I was going to reference the door to, you know, certain movies that I've seen and everything else. Yeah. What does it say on the door? Do not enter.
Looks like
a basement. Okay. All right. Well, interesting. Very interesting. I would do Halloween Horror Nights every year.
I would never go, but I really want you to go.
No, I want you to come with me.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I respectfully say no to Boo to you and the Halloween party at Disney.
We
so,
haven't gone.
Yeah. So
I think I'm trying to think the last time I went. I want to say it was like
20, to Universal?
No. I haven't been to Universal in like 10 years. No, the last time I went to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, I think was 2018. Yeah.
Very possible.
Or 2019. 2019 was the last time I went. Way too long. And it wasn't with you. Shocker.
Shocker. Big surprise there. All right. Enough Halloween news. Not even Halloween yet. It's not even halfway to Halloween. Think about that.
It's halfway to theme park Halloween.
it's past that too. Think about it. They should have had this news if it was halfway to theme park 2 months ago.
Well, no, in April. It starts in August.
So, yeah, so it's almost 2 months ago.
Well, yeah. It should have been in April. Yeah, they usually do it the last week of April, and they didn't. I don't know why.
See, they've ruined all the things, like, you know, Christmas in July and all that stuff. They've ruined it all. Why do they keep doing this? Stop it. I don't know. All right. Two resort refurbishment notices.
It's surprise news for Jeff this week.
Hmm.
I put together Jeff's news for the show, so it's a surprise to everybody.
Yeah, it is. From May 2024 through November 2024, some guest rooms over Disney's Port Orleans Resort's French Quarter is going to be undergoing a refurbishment. A guest may see or hear construction work during the daytime hours. Most resort hotel amenities will remain available for you to enjoy, so don't worry about that, but it may be a little bit loud. So from July 1st through July 31st, 2024, the world premier food court at Disney's All-Star Movies Resort is going to undergo a refurbishment. During that time, you may utilize the My Disney Experience app to order food and drinks with your mobile device. It's kind of nice. Good thing to have the My Disney Experience app. Signs featuring a QR code in the lobby and near the world premier food court areas will take guests through the app when scanned. And but take note of this, the mobile order menu will only offer select items during that time. So.
Which it's already, it's not an extensive menu anyways.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, they've got different sections of the food, you know, quick service area.
Yeah, and I mean, each of them has like three or four items.
Yeah, so this is going to be kind of, I think, even smaller than that. It's still a good selection, in my opinion. They don't do too bad. It's theme park food. What do you expect? It's quick service.
Can you get chicken nuggets? Can you get pizza? Can you get Uncrustables? That's all you need to know.
That's all the things that she wants. That's it.
We had pizza for dinner yesterday.
We did.
I was like, I got pizza. And Jeff's like,
Shocker. Crazy thing is, it's from Sam's and I ate Sam's pizza. Can't stand it. Oh, but she loves pizza.
I do. It's delicious.
It is literally a food group for her.
And I just, we try to do something like quick and easy on nights when we do a show. And the pizza is like under $10 for a giant pizza. And it's good pizza. Jeff's just not as like into pizza as I am.
No.
Also, to be fair, we think he might have gotten food poisoning from pizza one time. So it's just, it's tainted.
Yeah, from the Walmart brand?
No. In Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. That one too, yeah.
Oh, but yeah. The Walmart brand one too.
Walmart brand as well.
Yeah. I'm not sure where was I? I was like in Disney or something.
Yeah, you were around. Sick. I was sick, yeah. So not the biggest fan of pizza. Yeah. That's it. Oh, God, that was horrible in Arkansas. Oh. So terrible. Just...
Oh.
I have not been that sick since Cape May Cafe.
We were driving.
It was horrible.
We were driving back from Arkansas, and I kept having to pull over every, like, I don't know, maybe hour or so for Jeff to get out of the car and get sick. And then he'd get back in the car.
It was horrible.
And I'd be like, do you need me to pull over? And you're like, no. I'm like, do you need me to pull over? And you're like, okay, yes, pull over. I'm like,
well, no, see, that part was when we were crossing the Mississippi over from Arkansas to Mississippi. No, from Louisiana to Mississippi. Yes. We were going over the bridge. And I told myself in my head, do not look out over the bridge at the water. Don't do it. What did I do? I looked out of the bridge over towards the water, and I saw all the things going by, and that was it. Nicole had to hightail it across the Mississippi River.
I don't know.
It was horrible.
I don't even know.
Mm.
It was like F1. Like, I was...
Oh, yeah.
Hightailing it.
She was NASCARing it all the way across the river.
Like drifting.
It was crazy.
into a historical monument parking lot rest area.
So, sidebar, I don't like pizza that much.
No.
And she gets it all the time.
Not that often.
Although I have found one pizza that I do like, and it's Philly cheesesteak pizza. I do like that. With the others, yeah, that just does not appeal to me very much. But I'm hungry. I eat it. As my mother said, eat it or do without. And that's what I do. I learned very well.
That's what I brought home for dinner.
My children will learn that one day. Eat it or do without. I don't know. Is that bad these days? Can I get turned in for that? I tell them eat it or do without? I hope not. Golly. I learned quick. You will eat your vegetables.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Enough of that. A request has been filed with the Walt Disney Imagineering team, and this is very, very interesting, for a 5-year extension on permits related to the development of a new Disney Vacation Club resort at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campgrounds. Is it me, but is this not the area that Reflections, a Disney Lakeside Lodge, was supposed to go into?
Yes. And their request literally said, our construction wasn't finished because COVID. So we want an extension.
That is not a teaser. That is not a spoiler. That is just Disney's way of holding on to something just in case they decide they want to pick it up again. Because they still probably have all the plans, blueprints, everything else just sitting on somebody's desk or in a file somewhere and it says next to the file postponed indefinitely.
There's a little red sticky note on it.
Something like that, you know? Because honestly, a lot of people were extremely excited about Reflections. I was excited.
I was
like toying with the notion of we need to buy DVC so that we can stay at Reflections when this thing is close to getting done.
Well, baby,
we need to jump on top of this, you know?
We can.
This is a 5-year extension. We got a lot of time to think about this.
I want to buy the Polynesian Tower.
See?
But we'll wait and see how it looks when it's done.
I'm going to say no to the Polynesian Tower. I'd rather do Reflections if it were to come around. That would be my first choice. Whether it be in Wilderness and everything, as much as I love all that stuff, it really appeals to me.
This is where we need to talk to Scott over at DVC Hyphen Rentals, because the newer DVC contracts, like Riviera, when there's restrictions on using your points, but I think it's only if you buy resale. But because of those resale usage restrictions, it limits the value of your contract if you ever did need to sell. Whereas the Polynesian Tower is going to be an extension of the current contract at the Polynesian. So you're still going to have the same, like, kind of guidelines as the original Polynesian points.
Okay.
I don't know. We got to talk to Scott.
Yeah, let's talk to Scott, because you just confuse me and I don't know what you're talking about. So yeah, we can talk. Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk to Scott. Okay.
Scott.
So I don't know what she's talking about. Very confused. All right. So now I look at the concept art. I haven't seen this concept art in like 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Beautiful. Long time. This is a great looking resort. Like, I normally do not get excited about resorts at all. Like, it's another place for me to lay my head because I'm exhausted. This looks, I just love the look of this resort. If they came out with what is pictured here, I would be so happy.
And I remember there was supposed to be a Pocahontas thing in the lobby, like statue.
Pocahontas thing. Okay, statue. Okay.
Yeah. And then look, you can see like in that first photo, can see Bambi on the left and Flower and Thumper on the right.
That's wilderness. Yeah, of course. It goes with the theme. Yeah, it makes sense. It just looks like a great place to stay.
I like all the wood.
I love the wood. So I'm not going to get my hopes up or anything else, you know, but if Disney's extending it, you know, it just tells me they want to do it. They're just still trying to fit it in.
Yeah.
Maybe somehow. I don't know.
Or
that's my wishful thinking on this.
A different resort there.
I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe they're combining it with something else, with this concept art and something else. Who knows? Sticking along with the wilderness, you know, resort area and everything else. They've recently made some adjustments to the policies for RVs and golf carts. So this is what you need to be aware of. So for RVs, renting an RV, they say we have several Disney featured providers guests can use to rent an RV at Fort Wilderness. When guests choose to rent through one of these providers, the guest does not need to be present when the equipment is delivered to the resort. The provider will work with Disney Resort cast members to manage deliveries, set up, and return of rented RVs, which is good. Show up, it's there, you leave, they take care of it, no problem. I love that. If you're bringing an RV, RVs are welcome and must be brought in by registered guests. All right, pretty standard.
So what that tells me is, if you're using an RV rental company that's not one of Disney's preferred providers that they're getting a kickback from, then you have to be there when the equipment is delivered in order to check in and get to your campsite. Previously, I'm sure that they could just say, hey, can you check in on the app? They'd pull in with the RV, the cast member would let them through, and they could go set it up at your campsite for you to show up to. But it sounds like if you want that to happen, then you have to use one of Disney's preferred providers now.
No problem. Okay. I'm good with that. Nice option.
Yeah.
Golf carts. Very popular at Fort Wilderness. Very popular.
I would say near required to stay there.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So renting a golf cart. Golf carts can be easily rented right from Fort Wilderness. Guests can make reservations in advance by calling 407-824-2724 based on availability. These things go fast, people, so get them while you can. After arriving, guests can visit the outpost to pick up the golf cart right at the resort. Now, for those of you who are bringing your own golf carts, this is for you. Golf carts are welcome, but for the safety of everyone at the resort, starting on June the 1st, 2024, you must also be prepared to present proof of insurance and sign an agreement and waiver. Liability insurance must have a minimum limit of $100,000 up to $300,000, I believe. So in between there, correct?
Yeah.
How I'm reading it?
One is damage and one is bodily harm.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Usually how that works.
Third-party companies may not conduct business on Walt Disney World property.
So no outside
golf
cart rental companies. Ooh.
Yeah, that hurts a lot of people.
It does.
That really hurts a lot of people.
And that tells me that Disney's golf cart rental business was hurting.
It must have been.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when they're not letting third parties come in and conduct business, does that tell me that Disney needs to increase the golf cart fleet availability for guests? Because not everybody has got one at home. I'm sorry.
And they're probably going to jack up the prices.
Yeah, exactly.
Like $80-something dollars a day.
That's kind of crazy. But I mean, I get why you need one there. I understand it. But there's such a limited availability of it.
I wish they'd do electric.
What you need to do is get Segways.
I think they have them. You can still do Segway
No. People need to bring their own.
Mm.
Or these little...
like a boosted board?
Like a boosted board, one wheel. Yeah. Even these little electric scooters, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you can... Like the ones they've got in Seattle.
Yeah, Lime Scooter.
Yeah, exactly. Or in New York City, you know, they got them there too and everything else. They're relatively inexpensive. And you can usually get one for the entire family.
So it says the golf cart rentals range from $65 to $85.
Yeah, see, that's a lot.
Per day.
That's a lot. And these, you know, little electric scooters are fun. And they're pretty quick too, from what I hear. I've never been on one. I think they're a better option because some people look like they spend some major money on golf carts.
Oh, we see all the jacked up ones around our area.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. All the different things that they have on these golf carts. Like I use them to carry them around my golf bag. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's, you know, they've got them lifted, huge tires, a sound system, lights, all this other stuff. And it's just literally taking you to the bathroom. That's it.
Well, so when I stayed there in February, we stayed in the cabins and we didn't have a golf cart. I was like, we have a car. Like we don't need a golf cart. Well, we were running late one morning. We're trying to get down to the boat dock to get to Magic Kingdom. I'm driving in circles, trying to figure out how to get down there so I can park my car. Well, you can drive a golf cart down there. You can take a bus down there, but you cannot drive your car down there. So we had to go back to our cabin, park my car, wait for the bus, and then get on the bus down to the boat dock.
That puts a damper on your day.
Yeah, it was definitely. Yeah. Trying to get to the Magic Kingdom from rope drop, talk about.
Mm. Not a good way for my wife to start her day.
That was a learning experience.
Missing rope drop. Bad. Bad. All right, let's move on to the Magic Kingdom. Swirls on the Water just changed over their seasonal menu items. And apparently they're very stunning looking items at the same time. They've got the Dole Whip Margarita Float. And it's a combination of mango and lime swirled Dole Whip flavors. Topped with chili lime seasoning and diced mango floating in a cup with a lime flavored margarita and garnished with a lime slice. For only $17. It's not bad. It's very colorful. If you like green, if you like Kermit the Frog, you'll love this drink. Because it reminds me of Kermit.
This week was his birthday.
It was, yeah. There's a guy on TikTok who does lives using his own Kermit the Frog voice. And he's phenomenal. I love him. Love to watch him.
He sings, right?
I've never heard him sing.
Oh, there's one that I've seen in the past. And it's just... Kermit singing.
No, this guy does lives in the Kermit voice.
Okay.
Yeah. And reads the chat. And it's very cool. I love it. Absolutely love it. Next up, time to try out the matcha cone. Is that how it's pronounced? Mm-hmm. The matcha cone. this one, they say, literally oozes summer sweetness. Wow, that's a great way to put it. It's made of strawberry and coconut swirled Dole Whip flavors served in a matcha waffle cone and topped with gooey strawberry sauce and coconut flakes for $5.99. Very good price. Not for me.
Really?
Because I don't like coconut.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you could take it off. I thought you would like the matcha.
Well, see, the thing, it's strawberry and coconut swirl.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you just don't like the coconut, like, flakes.
No, I'm just not big on the coconut flavor, period. I would take a bite of yours, and that'd be about it. But I don't think I could eat one by myself.
I did love that it was only $5.
Yeah, $5.99 is a really good price for that. It looks delicious. You take, I mean, even with the coconut on it, it looks delicious, but I can't stand the taste.
The margarita's more up your alley.
I'll take the margarita. You can take this one, and we'll share.
I think I'll have another margarita.
Well, why can't we share?
We can.
Okay. There you go. Now I want a Dole Whip. Thanks a lot. Why are you going to do that to me?
We can go get a milkshake.
Not as good. Not as good.
No, it's not.
It is not. Okay. Moving over to Epcot, the start of May kicks off National Military Appreciation Month, and soon Epcot will welcome a very exciting collection to the American Adventure Pavilion. With a grand opening on June the 9th, Portraits of Courage, a Commander-in-Chief's tribute to America's warriors, a special exhibit from the George W. Bush Institute, is going to feature as part of Disney's enduring admiration for those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and veterans. Now, the exhibit grows out of President Bush's personal commitment and the ongoing work of the Bush Institute's Veterans and Military Families Program. This extraordinary art exhibit brings together more than 60 vibrant oil paintings by President Bush of service members and veterans who have served in the military in military uniform with honor since 9/11 and whom the president has come to know personally since leaving office. Each painting is accompanied by the inspiring story of the veteran depicted, and our guests visiting the exhibit will learn more about these military heroes' journeys. These include tales of valiant service on the battlefield, resilience in recovering from injury, to the continued leadership and contributions they make in their post-military careers. Even better is that each story was personally written by President Bush himself. This is something that I am going to really enjoy and will take an extended amount of time to check out.
Yeah. This, I was going to say, is 100%. Something that we will, like, spend time reading each one, looking at each one. It's really cool.
It is really cool. I mean, that's it. And to think that these are paintings that he's done.
Some of his paintings are, I mean, that's like been his hobby since leaving office. And he has really, like, I mean, honed this skill. And I love that he's using it for something like this. And not only just the art portion of it, but he's also taking the time to get to know the veterans and learn their stories.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, do something with it. So, cool. A little bit of Epcot.
Good for him. Because I can't paint.
Me either. My grandmother was a phenomenal acrylic and oil painter, and she tried to teach me, and I just never got it.
I mean, I'm glad he has a hobby, you know? Yeah. What else can you do after you're president? What do? Other than charities? You know, stuff like that. What do you do with your time? This guy said, I'm going to paint. I want to paint. I want to do something inspirational. And look at what he's done. Good for you. Good for you, dude. You paint away.
Paint away.
All right, Disney's Hollywood Studios' new holocrons and kyber crystals are now available as of May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Post, of course. At Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. What did she call it earlier?
Ondar.
Ondar's. I literally cringed.
We were watching a Mammoth Club video. Oh. She said Doc Ondar. And Jeff was like, she said, what? I'm like,
I didn't hear anything else other than what she said right then at that moment.
People say things differently.
Like, the new holocrons are $49. Kyber crystals are $17.99. Just make them $18. Get it over with. Yeah, they're cool and all, but then when they say new kyber crystals, it's, I mean, they're still the same. They're red, they're blue, they're white, they're yellow, they're purple and green.
Yeah. And maybe black.
Oh, my.
And maybe black.
Maybe black, if you're lucky. So what's new version? What is the
It looks like new packaging to me.
It definitely is new packaging for this one over here.
Yeah.
Not so much. I think this
is... No, that's the old one.
That's the old one. This is the new one.
It's like comparing them.
But is it, I know you, I don't know, what's new about them? What is it? Is it new sounds?
I didn't put or? They look different. Okay. I didn't put the old one. But okay. Yeah, they look a little different.
They look a little different. All right.
And I think the Jedi one was blue. Now it's green.
Yeah, now it's green. Yeah. But and the red one's still red. It's got a different design on it.
Yeah, I think the old red one was gold. Like golden red.
So, that's pretty cool, I guess.
Did you see that Chopper was meeting for May the 4th?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was in Star Wars Launch Bay. With his little arms.
His little arms. I'll make fun of Chopper.
I know, and it's precious. His little arms.
Gosh. Oh, goodness. I tell you. Some crazy crowds. I mean crazy crowds at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Disney's Hollywood Studios for May the 4th. It was nuts, the pictures that I saw. There was a 3 hour plus wait, I believe, to go into, was it Doc Ondar's? I can't remember. They had a brand new Darth Maul lightsaber on May the 4th. I do know that. That a lot of people wanted to get their hands on. But they had, you know, May That's the 4th cool. specific merchandise going on that day. The line to get in to get that stuff, 3.5 hours, almost 4 hours long.
So why did they have a virtual queue for Hollywood Studios' 35th anniversary merchandise?
But not this?
Did not sell out. Mm. Yeah, but not May the 4th. Like, if there are fans
I don't know.
That are feral enough to demand a virtual queue, it's Star Wars fans.
As I looked at the video of the line, I would have turned myself around and walked out.
Yeah. Well, when we looked at Flying Down,
I guess it was literally that bad, you know. Is what?
We looked at Flying Down for the day.
We did.
At one point.
We did.
And you're like, absolutely not.
No.
But my whole thing was,
your argument?
Yeah, was not to go to Hollywood Studios because everywhere else was phenomenal waits. There's nobody there.
Yeah, and I think it would have been so much of just people in Galaxy's Edge itself, not so much the rest of the park until they, you know, disperse and go out to other attractions and stuff. But a lot of people were there in cosplay costume and everything else, and they spent the majority of their day there in Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
And they had a lightsaber meetup afterwards, from what I hear.
Yes, I did see that.
They did have one out in Disneyland as well. I actually saw a video of that one. That was amazing.
I would love, like,
to see all those lightsabers turn on at once.
That's my favorite part. It's just
crazy. I'm like, I want to do this. And they don't just do it on May the 4th. It happens at random times.
Yeah.
There are Facebook groups out there that coordinate all this. And people show up at Galaxy's Edge. And it's just one big lightsaber convention. And people just stand around and talk about Star Wars. They look at each other's lightsabers and do all these great things and everything else. And I want to take my lightsaber. I want to go.
You got your lightsaber out on May the 4th.
I did. I watched a little bit with some of my coffee in my Star Wars coffee cup.
Back to the coffee cups.
I planned on staying home that day for all things Star Wars. That didn't happen.
What did we do?
We had our crawfish boil.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, we did something that day. I can't remember.
Yeah, Nicole and I did our very first crawfish boil ourselves last weekend. I will say that I did pretty well. Or not.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. I didn't know if you were keep talking. It was delicious. I told you.
Oh, golly.
8 out of 10. And my only critique would be it needs to be a little less spicy next time. Which I love spicy. You and I both love spicy. And we ate it. But it was a little spicy.
Not feeling so confident anymore.
No, I thought you were continuing to talk, and I was trying not to talk over you. Oh, man,
golly, that was awkward. Okay.
I'm just like the queen of awkward silences today.
You know what? I think we're going to end the news, and we're going to go on to something different.
I wasn't like every other kid, you know, who dreams about being an astronaut, I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree.
Hey, how you doing?
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
That's what I'm talking about! Let's get nuts!
It's time for the DW60 Rumor of the Week.
We all remember how Avengers Endgame ended. We lost Tony Stark. We lost Captain America.
It's a very, spoiler alert.
Very, it's been years. They know by now. Too bad. If you hadn't seen it, too bad. Where you been? A lot happened during the end of Avengers Endgame. But what if, and this is just a rumor, folks, this is not fact, this is not confirmed or anything, but what if we found out what happened to Steve Rogers when he took back all six Infinity Stones? We don't know what actually happened during that time. Well, the rumor is right now that this could possibly be happening. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Okay, check this out. I saw this earlier. So apparently the rumor is that Chris Evans is going to be reprising his role as Captain America in a limited series on Disney Plus about Steve Rogers returning the Infinity Stones after Endgame. So if that were actually true, you're guaranteed at least six episodes.
Yeah.
Because like there are six Infinity Stones. Okay. But I'm going to throw in and probably say seven because you need a little in between time, you know, type thing. So seven, a max of eight. Kind of like think of the Obi-Wan series.
Yeah.
About six, the same, seven, eight, six or seven or eight, you know, stuff like that. Like I said, this is just a rumor, but I've always been very curious what happened with Captain America as he went to return those stones, then end up in the end with Peggy, got married and everything else, apparently, I'm guessing, and then ended up sitting on the bench after he just, you know, did his time travel to take him back. You know, what all happened during that time? That is a rumor floating around the interwebs right now that could happen. I'd be very excited. Because I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. In my opinion, the Marvel Universe is in a lot of jeopardy right now. A lot of people not very happy with what's happening with Marvel in the Marvel Universe.
Well, and me being the super nerd that I am, I listened to the earnings call this week that Disney had.
Yeah.
And one of the things they mentioned on the earnings call is that they are purposefully reeling back Marvel releases to focus on less releases, but with better quality.
Oh.
Moving forward for Marvel.
Weird how that happens. Yeah. Because that's needed. I got to be honest with you. But having, you know, this guy come back to do his role as Captain America and kind of do this in-between series that we all kind of wonder what happens, I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it. And I would watch it 100%. So.
100%.
100%. So yeah, if it's only a rumor, make it a reality. Make it happen, Disney. Make it happen to Marvel, because we need that. We need that. 100%. We do have... And that's your rumor of the week, by the way. We do... No, we don't have a shout-out to do. That's for next month. That's not for now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not for today. So I guess... let's see. Yep, that's all the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Thanks, everybody, for sticking around for DW60 today, whether you're listening to the show on Sorcerer Radio or you're listening to the podcasts. Glad you're here. Find out what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts. So much more. If you want to get in contact with us, this is how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can also find us on Instagram at DW60 Press Row, and even sometimes on TikTok at DW60 Press Row over there too. If you want bonus episodes, behind the scenes content, all of that fun stuff, you can support the show and become a patron member of DW60 Press Row Podcast over on Patreon. We are so, so incredibly thankful for our patrons. We really appreciate you helping us keep the lights on. We enjoy doing our bonus episodes for you guys. It's like one of the best parts of after we record the show, we hop on Patreon, we record an episode there, and it's much more casual, much more chatty. Sometimes we play with games, sometimes we answer questions, do trivia, all kinds of fun stuff over there, and we would love for you to join us. If you want to send us an email, like Jeff said, it's dw60@srsounds.com, or if you want to send us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it's 408-909-DW60.
You got 20 seconds. Give them some travel agent info.
Ooh, if you want to find me on Instagram, you can do it at Theme Park Travel Agent. Tickets are now available for resort guests for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Non-resort guests are coming up soon, too, on the 15th. So if you're interested in booking for this fall and holiday season or like a quick trip this summer, now is the time to do it.
Thanks for checking out the show. Replay is going to happen 7 p.m. tonight Eastern Time for USR listeners. Podcast listeners, we appreciate you as well. Make sure to give us those 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts and reviews as well. We appreciate it. And until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. And we hope that you have
a hot dog day.
Take care, everybody.